Finally decided to visit Daddy at his desk. What were you hoping to find? Is that all? Well, you found me. Is that good enough? Are you gonna leave now? Oh, why not? You said you found Daddy. Then what else were you hoping for? The truth comes out. The lifeblood of Kitten. Attention. Do you have Daddy's attention? Is that enough? Should I go back to work now? Why not? Do you know? And what about me do you want? Nah. Before you sit on Daddy's lap, just remember, like Santa, I don't give presents to bad girls. We'll discuss that in a minute. Come on. It does feel nice to have you in my lap. Especially when you put yourself between me and my work. No, my work bothers me from you. Did you want to tell Daddy something? Did you want to admit something? I saw the toy peeking out. You didn't do a good job hiding it, but sometimes I'm convinced that you don't try to do a good job hiding it. You wanted to get off. You don't regret that part. What you regret is not getting caught doing it. See, baby. I know you're a glutton. That's why you always try to dictate the terms of your punishment. Surprise, surprise, it's very creative. It's occurred to me that you probably think about your punishment when you're getting off. Is that true? You think about Daddy putting his hand right down here, teasing you, making sure you remember exactly who this gun belongs to. I don't know, though. I prefer good girls. And do what they're supposed to. That remember to ask for permission. What do you propose to get back into Daddy's good graces? You always have an answer. So it makes me so suspicious about what you think of when you get off without permission. Really? Edging you. Now why would Daddy do that? It just sets you up to go break the rules again. Daddy gets you all hot and bothered. You sneak off, grab the toy, get off, and then rinse and repeat. Daddy is not your orgasm factory. Nice try. Daddy only likes flattery when he asks for it. I do enjoy asking for it, though. You're always so very willing to give it. It's because you think so highly of me. You love Daddy's hands, his arms, his cock. But you haven't been earning any of those things recently. You've decided to replace me with a machine. I guess AI really will replace us all, won't it? It won't, huh? I guess you wouldn't get the same kind of satisfaction from disobeying ChatGPT. How do you intend to prove to me that you're not just going to disobey me? Turn around and do exactly what you did again? Really? And how are you going to do that? You look much better on your knees. No, you can't. Because I said so. You weren't there this morning when I wanted you to suck my cock. You were probably off doing what I told you not to do without my permission. Why should I reward that? Daddy always feels very good when you give him head. Kitten is amazing at it. But that's not the point. And that's what I'm trying to drive home. Get back up on my lap. What I'm trying to get through to you is that it's about the anticipation. It's about the dynamic. It's about making you happy on a deeper level than just the surface orgasm you get. You understand? Might think about it sometimes. It's not the blowjobs, the fucking. It's about what I get to do to you. I get to break you down and make you mine. Show you exactly who you belong to. That is the fun part of all this. I can move my hand up to your neck. I can choke you. And I know, even when I'm squeezing, you'll say, thank me for cutting off that blood flow. And you should. Because it's a sign of affection. Only you get my hands like this, kitten. You only get them when you're good. So if I'm going to punish you, it's because I know I can grow. Be bad, and only bad, then what's the point? Will you? Good. Then I'll keep a hand here. Keep squeezing that neck of yours. My other hand down. And take care of this. So wet. Are you always like this? No wonder you need it so bad. You should have just asked Daddy for help. Instead, here you are. Two fingers on your clit. Hand on your neck. Teaching you the value of our dynamic. Educational though it is, satisfying it may not yet be. So nod. Tell me you're going to be good for me. Tell me you're going to respect me. You're going to do exactly what Daddy asks of you. You know I'm very reasonable with you, kitten. I just want to control your orgasm. I just want you to wear nothing or damn close to it when you're around me. I want you to let me choke you. I want you to let me edge you. And then when I feel like it, I want you to let me fuck you. Nod. Good girl. I think it might be time to make good on that edging part, though. Get on my desk. Daddy's gonna do what you want. You do want Daddy between your legs with his tongue, don't you? I had a feeling. And when Daddy's done edging you, you're not gonna go finish yourself. Understand? Good girl. Just makes it worse, doesn't it? Get off so many times. Makes you desperate for the next. Every fix does less than the last. You can be a dick then. To me instead. I'll make it count every time. Grip the desk. You can play with Daddy's hair. Are you shaking? Someone's weak. Maybe you edged after you finished. I didn't think about that. Wanted Daddy to feel good about himself. How fast? Daddy drives you crazy. Maybe. Not as bad as I thought. Okay, kitten. Time for a little test. Not so easy, is it? Being good. Far rewarding. been rewarded enough. It's only gonna get harder. Are you gonna like it as much when you're just sitting on my lap and I tell you to stop grinding against my leg? My perfect guy. I think that's enough for you. Because you're starting to struggle. Yes, you are. I don't think you want me to get the toy and prove my point. Or do you?